This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
She is back in prime time, the Tuesday edition with your Pratt Pack Pittsburgh Works, Summer Obernauer, obernauerinsurance.com, and Northeast Candies. Marlene Druskin is here, but the star of the show is waiting. So without further ado, as the curtain comes up for Act One, here she is, Nan Cohen. Hi, Nan.
Who you be talking about?
What have I been talking about?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
You talking to me?
You talking to me? All right, let's do this thing, this radio thing. Nice to have you back in the studio, Summer.
Can we talk about Vic D'Avelio?
You're probably the only one who was listening to me tonight that said, oh, yeah, Vic D'Avelio. I love Vic D'Avelio.
You know, I mean, I was standing outside
the
glass.
He was out here.
And, I mean, I know you didn't see, but I just smiled, you know, at you know, the old-time Pirates, and I can match you pirate for pirate.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. Yeah. You are the all-knowing and all-seeing.
No, just all remembering. That's, yeah.
Well, you know why? Because of your business that you were in and I growing up, the radio, KDK radio, you could go from yard to yard, never miss a pitch, never miss an inning, because everybody listened to KDK and the Pirates, right?
Yeah. I mean, I went to camp in Morgantown and I could pick up KDKA down there.
Yeah, you know, man.
Listen to the game some night.
Good stuff.
Yeah, very good stuff.
Great memories.
Better memories than the few days I've been having in the office. Holy heck.
Oh, no. I asked you if you wanted to go to dinner after this, and you were like, duh.
Well,
I got to go get you ready for bed and tuck you in.
I told Marlene I was in bed at 7 last night and asleep, you know, by 8. That was my plan tonight until, you know, I'm going out to dinner now with 3 beautiful women.
Yeah, you're I would say 2 of them over there.
No, you look great.
No.
You got 2 going with you, but yeah.
Where are you going to eat? That's what I want to know.
That's what he was trying to figure out. He's like, he read the 7-page.
Central Diner.
Central
Diner. Oh, so you're going to go to Central Diner.
Yeah.
Nice.
I asked Nan where this was today. So she sent me an email and a text and the menu. And, you know, the menu's too big. I have too many choices.
Steubenville Pike, a lot of good stuff happening up there, man. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, take a picture. Let me see what you're eating tonight. Put it up on Facebook.
Everything's good there.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. He was on the move over the weekend we had him, and now he's back here in the studio. But what's going on in your office?
No, I mean, seriously, I was on the move all day today. And it's funny. The last, you know, I've been on 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And it is funny that the last couple of days I've picked up the phone. It's, hi, I heard you talking to Rob. Can you come and see me? You know, I hear you go northeast, south, and west. So when we go out to dinner tonight, I have to stop to get gas because I've just been driving, you know, everywhere. The last 2 days have been life insurance days. And last week, before I went to Atlanta to see Indiana lose, it was house and home, house and home, car and car. I mean, just one right after another, all because I heard you, on Rob. Yeah, so that was just so funny.
Well, what's amazing to me is we got some messages in for you, whatever you two, because I was really not tuned in as much as I was busy with other things. But obviously, somewhere you guys must have talked about parties and having.
We talked about parties.
And people just didn't realize what liability is, what it can be when they have parties in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And even the ones that are having the office parties at places. And so you got some messages with that stuff. So I don't know what you both were chit-chatting about, but you struck chords with people.
Yeah, with parties, they want, and these have been some of the calls, two of them. The place where they're having the parties, the business parties, they want an insurance policy and to be listed as an additional insured and to carry a certain amount of liability. So that was part of the business. I mean, that stuff is actually really, really simple. The fun stuff was today I was at a customer in Presto, PA. He was at the auction a couple weeks ago for all the Corvettes that were on sale in Homestead. I don't know if you ever saw that.
We talked about it.
He bought two of them, and I got to see them firsthand, and we wrote the insurance policies for them. I mean, just beautiful, beautiful. One was a 63, one was like a 67 Corvette. I mean, they were true muscle cars, but oh, were they good looking.
Photo off that, baby.
Yeah, that was the fun part.
Well, it's funny because I just know you have been so busy and so tight. You know, well, it gets this way at the end of the year always for you, you know, because people were thinking it's just like all of us. What do we need to do to get, ready for the next year? And I knew you were tied up, but I just heard the chitter chatter back and forth with the two of you.
Yeah.
I'm like, talking about parties. You were talking about some other things. And,
I talked about, some bad things that can happen. Most people don't call me. To give me good news. But the last few days, it's been all good news. I don't know if the housing market is starting to rebound, but again, I had multiple calls of people wanting or have put in offers for houses in December, and that's one that I never get.
Well, so this is so odd you bring that up because I've had so much real estate moving with divorce cases. It's been unbelievable. You would never know that there was a problem with the rates where they stand.
None of these were divorces.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's popping even by us. I mean, the houses over there, a couple of I was involved with, they're getting over asking.
I saw the strategy that some people are making the asking price a little bit lower than what it should be to create a bidding war. And I mean, we both know people in the real estate business, and I've not had a chance to talk to them about strategy that they're using nowadays, that the interest rate is up where it is as opposed to the summer when the interest rate was 3 and 4 points lower, that they were asking over and above price, but they didn't have to have a bidding war. It's just happened.
Yeah, it's just been been popping. So something's in the air. But I know that gets you going. You're going to have a nice long rest, hopefully, that week between Christmas and New Year's.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I made my employees an offer. I made them this at Thanksgiving time. I said, we have goals that I give them to meet every month. And if they can meet them by the 21st, they can have some extra time off. But we still need to be open and available, so it will be I that will be doing that. But that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, that's a good problem.
That's okay. Let me tell you where you can find Mr. Obenauer. At the Obenauer Insurance Agency, that's Obenauer Insurance Agency.com. I did have to give out your phone number a couple times. So
Rob did it really well.
I'm just wondering, was it the website or the phone number? But I'll hit you up with the phone number, 412-489-6443, 412-489-6443.
All right, we're going to get a break and we'll come back. Marlene around the bend, Northeast Candies. This is Nan Cohen, Total Talk. This is your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good evening. All right, back with Nan Cohen, Summer Obernauer, Marlene Druskin, Dorothy's Candies within 15. This is Nan Cohen Total Talk on a Tuesday edition with your Pratt Pack at KDKA. Nan.
Hey, I see all you watching out there. I see my Cohen crews all around out there supporting me. So I love all of you that are sending me messages.
But the other thing just, I mean, again, that we did this week, but this is typical end of the year.
I was talking about the Cohen crew.
Well, that's fine.
You two are just let me out of here.
The Cohen crew wanted
me. I'm here till 10. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. The Cohen crew is just supporting me here, you know? All these people, they're
listening. I think they need an IRA, or fund that IRA, before the end of the year.
That's coming, huh?
It's coming. I mean, even though you can really do it till April 14th, we tried to set a hard date of 12/31 just to get them to do it.
It's funny how I have to be very honest with everybody. I wasn't done with Memorial Day, July 4th. I don't know how we ended up here so fast. And this is like the slide right into, it's just going zippity-doo-dah by, right?
I did not make it to the pool one day this summer. It was
so fast. And people, it's constant reminding you this and that. And I was talking to Bob Gastel, the owner of Dorothy's today. He's like, oh, yeah, I got the radio show tonight and Sunday, and next thing you know, it's the holidays are here. I'm like, yeah, they are right here.
I mean, poor Marlene. Marlene goes right from Christmas, and you get a week off, then you go into Valentine's Day. There's really
no break. I try to fit things in just to make it happen so I could be part of it. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
So,
yeah,
Summer, just back me up on a couple things, because we always talk about how you're the go-go guy and you're always here to educate. But I guess the deep question I've got is what is the thing? You know, or is it your auto? Is it your home? Is it your life? You know, you do all of these things. And you're coming into, you're going to be seeing a lot of family between now and the end of the year. What is it? Give us the advice that you would give your family.
Don't lift up my 4 and 2 year old as often as I did, because
you're ouching there, aren't you?
Yeah. Advice, for the end of the year. Let's try to remember what was good about 2023, and how we can make 2024 better, and that's really from a protection standpoint. You were just talking about, on break, how quickly the year went, and how people just miss doing things and forgetting about things. And one of the reasons we're so busy at this time of year is because I get a lot of, oh my gosh, I have to do this or I have to do that. And some things, are pretty transactional. We can do it, like that. But there are other things that do take some planning and some thinking and reflection to do the right thing. And now is the time that I tell my kids, let's start to figure out what we need to do for 2024, and don't wait until it's over that, oh my gosh, I didn't get this done and that I have to do this.
And then in terms of when I put that to, people are going to be getting gifts and everything that goes along with that, and the cars you were talking about earlier, and, even the life insurance. Those are conversations and stuff you have to have.
Yeah. I mean,
you have to have
And you mentioned gifts. I mean, we will have 3 or 4 people get engaged over the holidays. And, and most of them will get a gift. And in the excitement and everything, it's, oh, heck, I need to put this on the life insurance policy. Yeah. Excuse me, on the home insurance policy. Sorry about that.
And the life insurance policy, look, we're going to be having all the grandchildren. You're talking, right?
I mean, one of the discussions I had, was about, adulting. That this woman, they just had a baby, and the baby's, 6 months old, and they still haven't gotten life insurance yet. And, I said, Michelle, what? Heaven forbid something happens to you or to Henry. How's the other person going to be able to take care of the baby and take care of themselves and replace that income. I know. I just haven't gotten to it. And it's discussions like that that sort of scare me. And I, you know, sometimes try to put the, scare them a little bit. But it is reality. I mean, stuff happens all the time. Yeah. So let's make 24, the beginning of 24. If you don't get to it this year, let's at least begin the conversation. We'll finish it in January of 2024.
Let's do that thing with the Obenauer Insurance Agency.
Yeah.
Got your stuff up on social media. You're always moving and grooving there. Check out his website.
I'm glad the video you just put up. Again, that's another thing. I've had a bunch of people comment on that video. I was going to ask you how many likes, scenes, clicks.
Yeah.
I don't know the jargon, but yeah.
We were with Dr. John Waldman having a discussion, and he's like, "Oh my God, where do you get those things out?" I'm like, "John, people are watching you, dude. Yeah. That's what you got to do, you know."
Yeah.
He's a character, but yeah, it's, you know, you got the goods, you got the information. That's what you always try to do for everybody is get it out there. Listen, he is one click away from the website, which is obenauerinsuranceagency.com. He's always available by the phones. Your staff is amazing. I do have to say that. When they say they're going to call you back, they're calling you. They may not have your answer at that second, but they're going to call you with the answer.
Yeah, we do call you back. And it's funny. There's some people that we've trained them that we will answer the phone. And you don't answer because you're doing somebody else, and they call back. And then you don't answer, then they call back. You know, it's like the third time I pick up the phone. Are you okay? Well, yeah. Well, we'll get to you. Give me 5 minutes. I'm dealing with somebody else. But that's our fault, because that's the expectation we set, that we will be right back in touch with you. And sometimes, yeah, we're busy.
And I'm going to tell you, I was at his office, and he definitely made more runs of this printing of his Before You Go book. You know, you've given out, and we've sent them out, and people are just, they want them. They're using them. It was a tool you walk away closing out this year with, knowing the fact that you've helped so many more people with that
book. My sister and her significant other, they asked Sarah to be their executor. And Sarah over Thanksgiving said, "Can you bring me a couple of those books. Or send them to Lori? Because I need to get this information so I know what to do with their estates." So it's not just something that other people called for. You know, my daughter asked me officially.
Every time Summer hands them to me, I'm always asked the oddest places for them. But yeah, somebody followed me to my car at Costco and wanted one out. So yeah. That was
which Costco do you go to? Homestead or Robinson?
Homestead.
Yeah.
Homestead. But yeah, so the Before You Go, you click on the website, give the office a call. You know, I always thank you for doing that book. It was very, very important and helpful. You're going to be back with us this weekend.
I know, Sunday.
Yep. We're going to be really talking about the end of the year. So,
Holy heck. And
resolutions. So we got all kind of things going on there. So you get your notes ready, Robbie. Summer, we'll see you on Sunday.
I have to make personal resolutions.
Sunday, 9 o'clock. Don't tell anybody. Let's not hear. Maybe we'll share them with everybody on air.
Okay.
All right? Yep. Let's do it. Summer Obenauer will be back here on Sunday morning, 9 a.m.
All right. We'll come back with Marlene Druskin. How sweet it is. Dorothy's Candy. Get there and get yourself some delicious chocolate. That's coming up in just a couple of moments. It's your Pratt Pack. It's a Tuesday night. Paul Alexander, more on that home explosion in Swickley. And I think you're going to find interesting who he actually talked to, who was an eyewitness. That's coming up in just a little bit. Stay with us. I got to tell you, if you're watching this thing live on Nan's Facebook page or at KDK Radio, where you simply can watch us stream, which we do Monday through Friday when we're in studio, there's a lot of beautiful packaging here, and it smells even better. It's incredible. And you're eating ribbon candy. I don't know where you got that from, but that looks pretty good, too.
I am literally eating it.
It's delicious.
It is.
It's incredible. But
and by the way, Dr. John thanks you for that.
He's saying crunch morning. Eat more of that ribbon candy.
Right.
He and Dr. Talberg, Dr. Waldman, that's what they're probably saying. So you were with, I wasn't really here. I can't remember everything, but I got a couple things that I want to bring up. We talked on Saturday, right? We're here Saturday? Is that when we were here Sunday?
We were here Sunday.
Oh, you don't even have a mic over there.
We were here Sunday.
Oh, we were here Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Right. I went to church and then I went here and went to church.
Okay. I don't, man, it's all a blur to me.
It was Sunday.
But what's funny is two things. I brought up the famous peppermint bark from Dorothy's, and it went flying. I mean, it was stack them high and let them fly. We couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
how
great.
Much the... So I'm going to have... They're going to show on the camera the peppermint bark, because I have like two up from my private stock. Oh, look, Summer's working. He's working for that meal tonight. He's like, yeah, he wants us to buy.
That's why he's still here. I forgot.
Yeah, he's hanging to go to dinner with the three of us. Yeah. But here's what's funny. The peppermint bark, I mean, they were commenting. We got messages. Can you hold two? Can you hold three? Yes. What was Nan talking about? I'm telling you, you've got to try the peppermint bark.
It's
There's three
popular.
Different options for it, and we can't keep it in. All right. So then the other thing I brought up, which made me cry because this card was so special, was how I took the time to talk about the cards, and I got two messages from, they were so sweet. They're like, I literally had to walk in there and pick my holiday cards after you did that. So it's not me you have to thank. It is Marianne, who works at Dorothy's, because she's the one. You'll see them come right around. She'll have them for Valentine's Day. She'll have them for Easter. This woman takes the time. And there is a difference. Not that you can't buy cards anywhere else. It's that what she puts into buying these cards. And God bless our Aunt Lee May. You know, at 96, she would stand at that rack, right? And pick the card she wanted.
Yes.
So I brought it up for that reason. So I'm glad I made that special for those two mm-hmm. ladies that
they're
were looking.
Beautiful.
They're incredible. So, mm-hmm. yeah. And I did notice when you videoed me today from the store, that people were really picking
mm-hmm.
them. So
they do.
Good. Good, good, good. A couple other things, Dorothy's, which we didn't talk about, and I really want to stress is, we're asked this, and Marlene and I don't neglect it, but the line of sugar-free candy.
We have it, and a lot of people don't realize that, but we have what you desire.
Right. There's holiday treats. There's the boxes.
Right.
I just want to tell you, when you're there, so you don't make the mistake, they're in a special section, mm-hmm. but they have the silver bands on them, and that's the
right.
sugar-free.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the exact same boxes as everything else, but the selection for the sugar-free is fabulous. And we try to cover all bases for everybody, whether you like the Swiss, whether you like the white, whether you like the dark, they really do take care of everybody. And that's inclusive of the sugar-free. There's the with nuts, no nuts, with fruit, no fruit. We've got you covered. But I got to tell you, I was told there were no turkey legs after the show. The crew is not there. They're running the machines. They're running the hand dipping. They're doing everything they can possibly do. But they ran out. But here, I'm officially here to tell you, they're there.
That's right. They have made them
again. The turkey
again.
Legs right. are stocked mm-hmm. and definitely ready to go. So, and again, it was the odd thing was these people, we love you, but you're coming in and you're taking, you know, a dozen of them, and you got to be there to get them.
That's the way people are calling me and asking me, do we have? And I say, at the moment we do, but by the time you come in,
that's why I say, call the store, let them know what you want. They'll pull it, and it's there for you waiting. There's none of you don't have any worries at that way. You were there today. I could not believe it, Rob. It was packed. It was.
It's important, too, to let people know that we make these things. They're not stocked on shelves in the back too much, So these are made fresh for
Stock them high and let them fly was for the store, I want to tell you, not the back in production. I should correct myself with that. Yeah, that's in
that
the store.
Great.
So, yeah, that's where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm munching, as Rob said, on the ribbon candy, because we also talked about that over the weekend. And I carried that around long enough before I broke into it, so I had to do that tonight.
I had a call today. Somebody asked me if we had it, and I said, well, we do, but let me go out there and check. And she wanted three boxes.
So the reason I brought that up was because it's nostalgic for me, to, that's why I brought it up. But people really do like to taste their memories, and they like to know that they can get these things that were a piece of their, you know, childhood. And grandma always had that on the buffet, you know. So there you go. You're laughing. Am I right?
No, you know what? You're so good at this. Now.
It's the
You've
truth.
Come so far. You are so, I swear you
Where
stole,
did I learn? From the very best over there,
stole
buddy.
Stole my act. Hey, can Donna just come over and stand next to you for a minute? Donna, get over there. She does so much for us and you. And she's just a lifelong friend. So, no, get over there. You look great.
Hello,
I just want people to see her because we talk about
She likes
all the time.
To hide all the time. But, yeah, she doesn't like to
Thank
come
you,
over
Mom.
To
You're the
She doesn't
best.
Like to come
Thank
over
you.
To the mic. But she's over there manning the Facebook
Doing
for
a great
everybody.
Job.
She wants to make sure that, you know, she doesn't like me driving by myself now. She wants to make sure I eat. Yeah, she's doing everything. She's taking care of everybody. But
She gets candy at the end.
That's why we're all here.
That's right.
No candy, no show.
Well, we might buy you dinner at the Central Diner tonight, so that's good. All right, let me tell you, the website, dorothyscandies.com, is that's always right. on. So I want you to know, even at this hour, you can go on there. Marlene would have so much fun putting your orders in tomorrow morning after the show, right?
I'm coming in, and there are pages online. No, that's why we're there.
She loves this. I was astounded. The parking lot would have been a good place for Summer to write auto insurance policies. The parking lot was
packed.
The poor delivery and the deliveries coming in, let alone the orders going out. I don't know how those trucks keep moving the way they do.
No, it's tough.
It's navigating around
packed.
All the cars. Yeah. It is just.
It works. We make it work.
So I was also asked, Marlene, about preservatives.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted you, because people that are learning, that are experiencing, that have known Dorothy's, there are no preservatives.
There's no preservatives on top of the chocolates, where a lot of companies will have a wax. It just makes it, you know, last longer, can be put on the shelf for a year or so. You know, we just don't have that. You put the piece of chocolate in your hand, it's going to start to melt, and the same is in your mouth. You're tasting the pure chocolate.
And that's what makes it so special, in the fact that this chocolate isn't sitting around stored someplace and made last year.
That's right. That's why I want people to know when you order, you know, it's going to be made for you. You know, everything that's in there is being made constantly.
I have to tell you, when you walk in that door, and you know, there's always samples, so always ask when you get in there, you know, whatever you would like. But the smell of the holiday.
Oh, it's great.
And probably has a lot to do with that peppermint bark. Oh. But the cranberry bark, that's another one that came up. Oh, look who's getting hired over there. The cranberry bark. People can't believe that's not pieces. Those are whole cranberries in that
Oh, right. It's the best ingredients that we put into our
chocolate. She says, oh, yeah, right. But people don't understand that. These aren't the little baby pieces cut up. They're actually whole cranberries.
They are whole.
And that is also featured in the dark chocolate as well as the Swiss.
It is. Yes, it is. And it's delicious as well.
That's a seasonal favorite. And I want to tell you, this is the time to get it.
Right.
And so get it while it's there. We cracked the box of cranberry bark at my house.
Oh, it is. It's one of those great things. And when you have something maybe once a year as it comes around, you really crave it.
My daughter Abby considers that the healthy bark. That's how she justifies it. It's healthy for you. It's got the cranberries in there, Mom.
It's easy
but
to think that way.
that's the way she handles cranberry bark. I wanted to talk about the people in the store, Marlene.
Yes.
For just a minute. Oh, you want to take a break? All right. He wants to break.
We'll come back.
I have to listen to him, but I want to tell you about
don't.
Oh, what is that, Rob? You want chocolate? Sure, you can have some.
You want a piece
break.
Of that bark to break? Is that what you were saying?
He wants a break.
All right, let's
chocolate.
Take a break. Let's give it to him. We'll come back. We're going to talk about some of the stories we heard in the store.
We'll come back. Great. Nanco and Marlene is here as well. It's all about Dorothy's candies, suitable for any time of year, but especially during the holidays. Everything is made from scratch. It's delicious. They do it daily. We'll be back joining again Sunday at 9 o'clock, but right now the final segment for a Tuesday night with Nan Cohen, Total Talk. Nan.
So we were talking about some of the stories in the store. We brought Rob. We're still celebrating Hanukkah. We brought Gelt.
I love that.
And
I love it.
And he took his home. And I have to tell you that there was some people that said that they hadn't had gout since they were kids.
Aww.
And when we talked about it the other day, I don't know why everybody was tuned in to listen. Maybe it was because of me, but they coming back, but they were just amazed that the gout was there, and it was definitely important. So, and you brought some Oreos that we do up for.
I did
for Hanukkah.
There you go.
They have a whole section down there.
Here,
those are Hanukkah
up.
Oreos.
Wait, hold up.
Yeah, those were the Hanukkah Oreos. So, what else was interesting is, as Rob can tell you, over the last couple years,
thank you.
And my husband was really proud that I created, because everybody for Christmas has gingerbread men, right. And I created the Menchmen.
Huh.
And they are so cute. And Rob's has. They'll be here on. They'll be here
goodness.
On Sunday.
I gotta see one of these.
They'll be here Sunday, and so I laughed because only Dorothy's. There's their gingerbread man. It's up in the camera now. He is the cutest little guy, and I love when I see a child hold those up.
Oh, solid and delicious.
The children's eyes just. Yeah. Glow with the little gingerbread guy, and I thought, that's just absolutely the best. I know you brought up the party tray to the studio tonight.
I did. Let's show that.
And I have to tell you, there's always something on this party tray. It's the best to have. Get a couple turkey legs, get one of these trays, and your holidays are met with Dorothy's candies. That is absolutely
beautiful.
A guarantee.
2.5 pounds.
Is that a 2.5 pound?
2.5 pounds.
Yeah. And that's all nice. Handmade, hand-dipped candy. And I think that really says, that gives you a flavor of everything that we have to offer.
Light
Dorothy.
And
it's
dark.
Gorgeous.
Light and dark chocolate.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Absolutely gorgeous. And they'll custom make those trays for you as well if there's things that you're just looking for.
Sure.
And Marlene and I talk about all the time that the gentleman that comes in and he buys, what is it, the 5 pound chocolate-covered the raisins, not the the raisin clusters.
Raisin clusters. Yes.
I mean, everybody has their favorite thing. Everybody asks this question also is about your cherry cordials.
Mm.
That is the number one fruit that goes out the door for this holiday. Your cordial cherries are amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty big process to make those too, to get them just right like that.
We have videos up on the website to show them how they're made. But they are a process. But I'll tell you, I'm not a cherry cordial. I don't like the liquid and stuff, but I have to tell you, they're amazing. I'll give you the cherry back, but I will eat the rest of it. But they are amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well,
take it any way you want.
Because I could have said to you, Marlene, what's your favorite? And you would have told me the peanut butter.
Absolutely. I love our peanut butter chocolates. I do. Peanut butter melt away is my favorite. Then I love the coconut. So you can go from the melts right into the fruits. You can do that. Yeah,
okay.
No, everything is so good, but everybody has something favorite that they like.
Well, when I came in really quick the other day, they were doing the coconut clusters.
Yes.
And I'm not a coconut person by any stretch, but I have to tell you, they smelled amazing.
We sell out of those, so they were making them.
Smelled amazing. I don't know, because it was just being mixed in the vat and this and that, but it was utterly incredible. I want to tell people that you are open with your hours for the holiday.
Right. 10 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday 10 to 4, and Sunday 10 to 4.
And the website, you're still shipping out.
We will. And we have people, you know, placing their orders a few days before, and they understand that, you know, it may not get there. Now, remember, the shipping is through the post office priority. That's not on us. You know, we'll get it out the day you want it. But hopefully it'll get there. But
you're watching it because they can still still get the orders out. We can still make the shipping dates. But
yes.
I would tell you, err on the side of caution, get them in now.
Yes.
Yeah, don't run it up against the clock. The package will get there, but it's when do you want it to get
exactly.
there?
Exactly.
Right. So, and dorothyscandies.com, you can place all of the orders on there. You can pick your date. They'll get it out for you. So that's all we got to say, because we got to save some stuff for Sunday.
And again,
9 a.m.
Good seeing you.
Thanks.
I pray for you every day.
I appreciate it.
We love you. Marlene, good seeing you.
You too, Rob.
Summer, always a pleasure. Donna, thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
So what are you going to eat tonight?
Chocolate?
No.
I don't know. I looked at the menu online. It was 8 pages long.
That's because they got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, he's never been there, so he's going to have a treat going over everything.
We'll send you photos.
All right, stay with us. Paul's got the news, and then we got a lot to get to tonight. It's your Pratt Pack, and of course, this is KDKA 100.1 FM, AM 1020.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.